You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Demi Lovato, cool for the summer. Looking rather warm for the summer at the moment. 23 degrees here in Brentwood. And my guest is in the house. Welcome, Robin Romay.
Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
No worries.
Lovely to be here.
Great stuff. Lovely to see you as well. Nice sunny day.
Beautiful.
And listen, you're a young singer-songwriter from London. Eastbourne. Where did you say it was from?
I'm actually from Eastbourne. I'm on the south coast.
I know, but you wish it was there now, isn't it? On the sea?
The Sunshine Coast. Yeah. That's what it's called. Yeah.
It's nice down there because you've got all the got lovely bars and everything down there, isn't it?
Bars, a lot of old people.
That is the trouble with the coast. Young people there as well. But
yeah, no, it's lovely. It's just a lovely place to live. I'm very thankful I'm living there at the moment. So
a lot of people do retire there, though, actually.
It's true.
There's a name for that. Robin Romay, that's not your stage name. That's actually your full name, isn't it?
That's right. That's on my birth certificate.
That's what you're there. So it's got it's like one of those film star names, isn't it?
Yeah.
Robin Romay. I can see we've called up.
Apparently, when I was born, someone in the hospital said that. He said that should be the name of a film star. But yeah.
That's why I thought it might be a stage name, because a lot of people I have come in here do have, you know, that I have their name, and then they say, oh, that's not my real name. I've changed the other part to make it more user friendly when people come up, because that chap from the X Factor's not there now, so if he would be going, it's Robin Romay,
Lou Walsh. Yeah.
Is this your first time to Brentwood? First time to Essex?
No. I've played Southend a couple of times, so not far from me, just down the road. Played Chinneries a couple of times, Spread Eagle a couple of times. 2 or 3 years ago. So yeah, I'm always over this part of the world. Actually, I do like it around here. I like the people around here.
In Essex, we kind of say Southend.
Southend.
Southend. Right, let's get to the music, because for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre?
I suppose it's rock based with a bit of pop influence, a bit of new wave influence, a bit of indie, a bit of electronic. It's all thrown into one, really. Quite British. Proud of that. So yeah, it's all there.
And I must say, for the people that don't realise it, you haven't just popped all the way from Eastbourne. You're actually on a UK tour at the moment.
That's right, yeah.
And so your next gig is Canterbury, did you say?
No, I was going to go Canterbury. I didn't, because that was cancelled, unfortunately. Right. Next one's Toppesfield, Essex, and I go up to Norwich, then across Nottingham, then go further up north to Sheffield, around Yorkshire, all of that, and come back down on the west coast after going up to Scotland. So yeah, it's a pretty full on schedule, but I'm really looking forward to it.
That's good. Is that, and how long is that like the month?
Yeah, it's a whole month of August.
All the gigs are set out. I see that you've already got, if you go to Facebook, you've already got your posters up, so you can find it all there. So are you just started it, or you're midway through?
No, this is the first one. This is the first thing I've done on the tour, so I'm looking forward to the rest of it. Yeah.
That's good. And is it your first tour, or is it?
I've done a few bits and pieces, but not to this scale. I mean, this is quite a big scale of event. So yeah, this is probably the first proper UK tour.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Robin, I take it this is not a general tour. You're promoting the EP or album?
I'm doing a proper promotion for my EP. It's been kind of coming out in bits and spats, but this is it. This is the four tracks, and I'm taking that all over the country. So I'm looking forward to that.
And we've got a CD in the player at the moment. We're going to play track one. Should we play?
Play track one, Vapors.
Yes, tell us a little bit about the track.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote the song. It was at a time when everyone was saying, go back more to your rocky roots. So I was doing that. Playing a lot more guitar, cranking up the crunch on the amp and all that kind of thing, and I just combine that with the punk side of things with a bit of electronic influence for the chorus, and just kind of combine the two again, trying to make it a little bit more relevant to modern life with the discussion about electronic cigarettes. It's a bit quirky, but I like it. It's one of my favourites I've written, I think.
Okay, let's take a listen. We'll be right back.
To some extent, trying to leave a lasting effect. She said she got one in as much as she breathes. She said she got one in as much as she breathes. Vipers down her neck. Now she's smoking an electronic cigarette. Soundless but no pretense. Dreams sifting by the water's edge, evaporating. She said she got one in as much as she
Welcome back. That was a track, that was Vapor, that was the track called Vapors.
That's right, yeah.
Quite catchy, isn't it?
Yeah, I do try and put a few hooks in my songs. Sometimes I fail at that, but that one I try to... Actually, I think that's got a couple of choruses in that, because you've got the verse part, which is kind of a bit of choral thing going on, and then the chorus itself, which is slightly different, but again, a bit catchy. So when I write a song, I always try and put as many hooks in as I can.
You've already toured a bit in Europe and in the US as well. Hollywood?
I was in Hollywood for a bit.
Whiskey, Go Go?
Played there, yeah, that was in 2010, so that was a while back. Just done a few odds and sods, really.
That was a Tramlines Festival?
That was in 2013, yeah. So I was up there for a bit. That was when I was doing a few dates here and there. It was like that, you know, I was playing a couple of festivals, a couple of bits and pieces all over the country, but never in a kind of consecutive run I'm doing now.
Tell us about your musical journey. What made you want to jump into music? Because it's a hard industry, as you probably well have known, especially nowadays. There's so many artists out there, and you've got the programmes bringing them through on the reality TV. Mm. What got you started in music?
Well, when I was young, I was quite artistic. I was quite interested in lots of different things, like poetry, all those kind of creative mediums, and... A lot of my friends were interested in rock music, and a lot of my friends were playing guitar. So I just kind of tagged along and started to play the guitar. No one really kind of in my family pushed me towards it. I didn't have any education in music, but I just started playing. And as soon as I started playing and learning, I started to write. It was something that happened straight away. I just wanted to make music and create music. And I just kept going. I didn't really stop. I just started to record at home. I was recording in my bedroom. I started to use the internet when it was quite a new thing to get your music out there via websites like MySpace. I met quite a few people on that medium. I was kind of interacting with a lot of people, quite a high level of people, every day of the week, and pushing my music out, getting a lot of plays, that a lot of interest, that kind of thing. And I just built from that, really. I actually think I was probably a bit more successful maybe a few years ago than I am now, because of the way that the industry has changed. But I just, you know, once you get into it, you don't want to stop. You want to keep going and keep pushing on.
We're going to do another track off the album. The album's just got a name. It's just called Robin Romain.
Yeah, just an EP.
Track two, is that Effie?
No, it's called I Can't Wait.
The I Can't Wait track. And you also done Effie, because you had quite a big success with Effie, didn't you? I know it was about 2013. But
yeah, it was a bit further back. But yeah, each Vapors was quite successful. I mean, Vapors got a national radio, and so did Effie, actually. So that was the one, that's kind of the third track. But this was actually the B-side to the Vapors single when it kind of came out as a single. But yeah, Effie was quite popular, and it got picked up by Frank Skinner and a couple of DJs, so that was quite good. But unfortunately, it didn't really push on as much as I wanted it to. That was a frustration. So, but yeah, I mean, you keep going. You always try and write a better song every time you make a record. You try and improve on it with the next one. So that's kind of the goal now, I think, is to push these and then go back and record some more.
We'll come back to that track in a sec. So track two, which we're going to play now, is a track called
I Can't Wait.
Let's give that a whirl.
Looking out for with a smile, I don't want to talk about this.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. And I'm here with Robin Romay, who's in the studio. We're chatting about his new EP, which is called Robin Romay. And now we're going through the tracks. We'll be chatting about Effie. It's coming on in a sec. This is the one that you played on BBC Radio 6 with Frank Skinner.
Absolute Radio, Frank Skinner.
Oh, yeah, Absolute Radio, Frank Skinner.
BBC Radio 6 as well.
So you've done a bit of radio. Was that fun?
Well, yeah. I mean, the song was. I wasn't, unfortunately, on the show. But I've been doing bits and pieces, you know. But that, as I say, it was picked up by quite a lot of people. So, yeah. It was good. It was good because Frank actually commented on that. He actually said he really liked that one. So that's always a good thing.
Now, I like the track we just played, quite punchy. Had a little bit of throwback in it, back to a different era when the kind of punchy rock was out. And touch of 80s there as well.
Yeah, there's always, everyone says that, so they do notice that even though it's quite a bit of a modern reinvention, there still is that 80s backbone to the music, which is quite, you know, I don't really go out to do that. That's just kind of what happens. I think subconsciously I probably really like music from my era and it kind of comes through. But I think if you were a band in that time, you probably had quite a lot of, I think it wasn't so much then about having a great voice or having a great image or anything like that. It was just about playing songs that really meant something to you and just going out there and delivering it, you know, and getting a message across with your music. And I think nowadays maybe it's too much the other way, too much about having a great vocal and very heavily produced music and maybe less about the message.
Yeah, so absolutely.
If for me, it means more kind of looking back in time and thinking, well, they were singing and making songs about what mattered to them. And maybe nowadays it's less about that and maybe more about, you know.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, because I don't think, especially we'll talk about X Factor in a sec, but I don't think you have to be the best voice to produce a great song, because you got your style of voice which suits you. It's hard to change that, and if you can make it something catchy, and it's just as good as having a great voice. I mean, some people with great voices can make awful wrong songs.
Exactly. I mean, it's not, and also nowadays the trend is almost to overproduce a vocal. Like you hear a lot of songs and really they do crank up the auto-tune, and these are great singers, you know, and you think, well, they can sing, why are we so used now to hearing songs which are so heavily produced? I suppose over the years it's just been a little bit more each time. But now if you hear a song which has a real vocal, it feels alien because you're not used to it. You're used to hearing everything to be perfectly polished, you know. You're looking at mainline pop music, for example. So yeah.
I think Take Away the Keyboards is very similar to this. That last track reminded me a little bit of Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, when I started playing like rock music and when I was growing up, that there was a part of the pop industry which still had the bands, you know. 2005, 2006, you had the Kaiser Chiefs, you had, you know, the Strokes, you had all these bands around that were a little bit raw, you know, bit grungy, great. But now they don't seem to be as prevalent in the industry either. I mean, and now Radio 1 seems to go a lot more towards the glossed up house type thing. So again, you know, it was kind of probably a reflection of what I was doing when I was a bit younger and just coming through with that again.
Yeah. How many tracks have we got on the EP?
Four.
So we're going to play track three now, which is the one we were talking about. This is a track called Effie, and it's about
television character.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more.
I wrote it quite a long time ago. I wrote it in 2008, so it was about a TV character from a programme called Skins. Yeah, people probably know her, but I think then it was just hitting on something which was at that time a bit of a trend. You know, I was kind of making music for a certain generation, my generation. It was reflected in a TV program, and I wrote a song about it. Looking back now, I mean, now it's kind of a bit weird because no one really, it doesn't mean anything to anybody anymore, so the song is almost outlasting that time. So but yeah, it was a good song. I remember writing it. I wrote it quite early in the morning one day, and I just had the main hook line, that the keyboard part, which is probably the main hook of the song, and that came to me very early in the morning, and then I built the whole song around it. And at that time it was probably one of my favorite songs, so I re-recorded it a bit later on, and then I re-released it a few years later, and that's that, really.
Okay, this is Robin Romay, track called Effie.
Blood, sweat and tears.
welcome back. Checking my phone, I was just about to do my media look. Talking about media, you've got quite a few followers, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I've got quite a few followers. I was quite early with the whole social media thing.
Sell some to me.
You can buy them very easily if you want.
Now you got that. I looked the other day, I checked out my guests and Robin, right? Make sure I got the spelling right. Is that him? I like to check because I thought perhaps there's another one. You know, even more popular or something. Because you've got about 17,000 on Twitter.
That's right, yeah.
And Facebook.
Well, I did quite a lot of promotion for the single, so that kind of tied in with that. So there was quite a bit of Facebook promotion as well. So, yeah, I mean, nowadays it's kind of interesting because it's almost gone back, though, because having a lot of Facebook fans isn't very good, because you find that you post something and it doesn't go to all of them, and it goes to a certain amount. So it's actually harder to reach people now in some ways if you have a lot of followers, because of the way that the algorithms work, which is crazy. But in some ways, that's kind of why I'm doing this, because I want to get out and meet real people again and just kind of connect with, you know.
Like coming to Essex and meet me. Favourite Essex boy.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
You've worked with Sonny EMI, Universal's Adrian Hall, some of the other big engineers. How's that come back?
Well, when I started looking at doing these songs properly, you know, when you spend a lot of time recording in your bedroom, you want to go to the next level and actually record to a standard where you can get it on the radio. And that's always a frustration for a lot of artists and bands, that you want to make your sound comparable with other artists out there. I think that's one of the first things you need to do. I looked at producers and I found Adrian through his management, and he had a really good record. He'd done a lot of, you know, in terms of mixing especially, he'd done a lot of good work with bands like Depeche Mode and a lot of kind of up and coming bands that I had heard on the radio myself. And I thought, well, that seems like a logical step to approach him. And he seemed very happy, and he liked the music. So we kind of worked together for all the songs on the EP. Vapors, I Can't Wait, Effie, and the next track, We Are the Underdogs. So, yeah, it was good. It was really enjoyable. It was a really fun experience recording, and I look forward to recording again.
Things like X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, I know you've probably been asked a thousand times, but is there anything you'd look at doing if you got asked?
I don't honestly think I'd achieve too much gains by going on those shows. I think vocally I probably won't be as comparable now. I'm probably, you know, a bit maybe even too old for those kind of programs in some senses.
Yeah.
Things like The Voice are probably more suitable, because they're looking for something not just as generic, maybe something a little bit more niche. But to be honest, no, it doesn't really appeal to me. I don't think I'd get far in it, and I think it'd be detrimental. So it seems to be a good system. It seems to be able to produce artists who then go and get a number one and have some kind of career. But in terms of what I'm doing, I'm trying to do something completely different, really.
Yeah. So what's next for you? You got the road trip. What you got planned after the tour?
Well, I'm going to spend some time on the road, like I'm doing now, just doing bits and pieces and writing music. So I mean, things like radio and writing, and that's going to help me, because I've got a couple of ideas that I want to take back into the studio. So I think the next thing for me will be conclude this tour, go and finish up some of my writing, and then go back and record that and go again, I think.
Where can people find you from here? You're tonight. Are you gigging tonight?
Yeah, it's at Tobbersfield. I was going to play Southend, but that got moved again. There's been a lot of changes because it's so many different dates. But I'm playing the Green Man tonight in Tobbersfield. Okay. So that should be good.
Right. So people can get hold of your music by finding you on. You got obviously, if you go to your main account for your Facebook, you've got links to Twitter. But you might as well just go to the website, because it links it all there.
Yeah, if you go to robinromei.com, and it's spelled RobinRomei.com, and all the links are there to everything, all the social media. So that's the best way of kind of finding everything.
Yeah, press like on that. Join him on Twitter, and he'll have even more followers. He'll be close to 20,000 followers, and I'll be well, Jill. Right, we're going to do your last track. Tell us about the last one.
Yeah, this was one of the first. This is actually one of the first things I released. So this was the first song I recorded with Adrian, and we wrote this song. It was one of those early songs as a band, because I did play with a band for a while, and everything was recorded with a band, and we recorded it about some experiences we had when we were playing around Brighton and the South Coast. So it's quite raw. It's quite, you know, it has had some balls to it. So it's quite a fun one to record. It's called We Are the Underdogs.
Robin, thanks for coming and joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.